Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from WebSeed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
This is Mental Health Exposed on Natural News Radio with Mike Bundren.
All right. Welcome to Mental Health Exposed. You're listening to Natural News Radio. I'm your host, Mike Bundren, and we've got a great show for you today. Charlotte Gerson joins us here in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about the Gerson therapy, the Gerson approach to healing diabetes. And I fully expect to be blown away by some of the insights that Charlotte has for us on the show today. And this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. My father passed away at the age of 66 with diabetes complications resulting from diabetes. He had it, spent 20 some odd years with it, officially diagnosed at the age of 45. He may have had it for several years. By the time he was diagnosed, he was what was known as a medically non-compliant person, and certainly didn't keep up with his doctor's appointments and so on and so forth. And I'm not suggesting in any way that the medical establishment or the average doctor can heal diabetes or can help you heal diabetes. I don't expect that. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm simply suggesting the kind of person that my father was. Simply did not take good care of himself. And so at the time of his passing is when I vowed to do something about my own health, as I witnessed what he went through. I witnessed the ulcerations on his feet, the having to wear special shoes, the having to have nurses come over and attend to him and redress his the dressings on his feet to take care of his ulcers, the eventual amputation of his toes, then his foot, then his left leg, then his right leg, both legs above the knees, and just several months of this absolute brutality before he passed away. And I was actually there when he died. My sister and I were there in the house and were able to witness his last moments. It happened to be on my birthday that he passed away. And so several things lined up, and it was my wake-up call to do something about my health and not to be negligent about those things. I spent time angry with my father for neglecting himself and therefore not making himself available for maybe another 20-plus years of life, at least, where he can see his grandchildren grow up and so forth. It's very, very sad, and I consider it avoidable for just about anybody, especially with type 2 diabetes, to avoid that diagnosis. And if you have that diagnosis, there is so much information available today that can help you heal diabetes. And that's one of the reasons. I mean, I was just lucky enough to score an interview with Charlotte Gerson, and I'm thrilled to have her on the show with us today, and thrilled with the information that she has to present. So she'll be joining us here in a few minutes. And at the end of the show, I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about why some of us don't utilize the tools that we have available. In other words, the Gerson therapy, as far as alternative therapy goes and the results that they're getting, is I can't imagine why anyone with diabetes or cancer with the Gerson approach or arthritis or any number of chronic diseases, why people wouldn't take this approach, because it works. And I spent a lot of time studying about why people won't take the approach that works, why people, in spite of having the best tools available to them, don't utilize those tools. But we'll get to that if I have a couple of minutes toward the end of the show. For now, I'm going to, here in a moment, welcome Charlotte Gerson. Stay tuned for a second here.
Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. Visit INLPCenter.com to get your free 30-minute life coaching strategy session with Mike Bundren. INLPCenter.com.
All right, Charlotte Gerson, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Natural News Radio. I really appreciate your time.
I'm always happy to share the time and try to help as many as possible of the public to learn the simple ways of being well and staying well and getting well.
Wonderful. And I'm holding in my hands your book called Healing Diabetes, All Natural Solution for Diabetes that really works. And so I was hoping that we could talk about your approach to healing diabetes. And I got to tell you, this is personal for me because my father passed away from complications that resulted from diabetes. He was 66.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too young. That's bad. That's terrible.
It's too young. And I got to tell you, the last 10 years of his life were full of pain and suffering and ulcerations on his feet and depression and no energy.
It wasn't juvenile diabetes, or was it?
No, it was type 2 diabetes.
That's eminently curable. Usually all immediate problems, blood problems, go away within 5 to 11 days.
And 5 to 11 days?
Yes, sir.
Even a full-blown case of type 2 diabetes?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got to tell you.
When I tell you why and how, you'll understand why it goes so fast.
I absolutely want to know why and how. There's no question about that. And I have another question you can put in the back of your mind is, why do some people refuse to do it? But first, let's get to the why and how, because
I can tell you why people refuse to do it, but we'll do the other thing first.
Okay.
As you like.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, it just so happens that about 95% of the public have type 2 diabetes, 5% have type 1. Okay. Approximately. It could be 90 and 10 or something like that.
Sure.
But the majority of people have type 2. Now, what actually is type 2? There are certain people that have investigated and have published the material. So I'm not making this up. This is scientifically certified, and we can repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, and that's always the key point. Is a new idea repeatable? It is. Now, the thing is that in type 2 diabetics, there's actually enough, at least a good portion of insulin in the bloodstream. It's mm-hmm. there. So why are people suffering from it? The point is this. The insulin doesn't belong in the bloodstream. The bloodstream does have to carry it. It carries everything. Nutrients and vitamins, minerals, it carries everything. And when the nutrients are used and the waste is released from the cells, the bloodstream carries it back to the liver and for excretion. So everything goes through the bloodstream. The mere fact that it's there in the bloodstream doesn't mean anything. It has to go where it needs to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And where is insulin being used? In every cell of your body. When the cells get nutrients, they have to have the key point, namely, you know, you can have the most beautiful candle, and if you don't have a match to light it, it won't do anything.
Right.
It takes the match to light it. The match to light it is not only the insulin in the blood, which is there, but it has to be transported into the cell and to the content of the cell, part of which is called the insulin receptors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the insulin receptors pick up the insulin when it is delivered to the cell. However, in diabetics, those receptors are blocked by what? Cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
Cholesterol, yes, sir.
It creates insulin resistance?
It creates a blockage to the insulin receptors in every cell of the body that needs the insulin to burn energy, to produce normal energy and everything else.
Okay.
Okay, now, how do cell receptors receive cholesterol? And the food you eat, specifically cholesterol, is only carried into the body by animal products. In other words, meat and fish and cheese and chicken and eggs.
Right.
Eggs, the yolk of egg is almost completely cholesterol, and so on. But if you don't use animal products, you're not getting cholesterol. Now, the doctors and the scientists will say, yes, but your body produces cholesterol. That is correct. But it isn't producing too much and the wrong kind. That cholesterol does not block the cholesterol receptors in the cells. You know, can you figure out, you have a beautiful lamp or you have a beautiful TV set,
mm-hmm.
and you have a good outlet, you have good electricity in your house, and you have a good outlet, and your TV set has a good plug, and you want to plug it in, and there's a metal plate there, and you can't get it plugged into the receptors, right, into the deliverers of electricity. So how are you going to get it into your TV set? It's not going to work.
Even though you have all the components you need, they're not connected, they're not working together.
Yes, you have the components, but they're blocked from going where they need to be.
Okay.
And that blockage is cholesterol.
And so the idea is to remove the blockage.
Yes. It's so simple. Now, if you've ever heard of, or if you've ever known a little bit about the Gerson therapy, you know that the Gerson therapy forbids all animal products and all cholesterol products.
Uh-huh.
Because those same animal products and cholesterol stimulate tumor growth. So in order to cure tumors, we also have to live without cholesterol.
Okay.
Okay, so once the cholesterol is blocked, the diabetes disappears.
And
because you're not getting new cholesterol, but with the Gerson therapy, with the food, the juices, the live enzymes and everything, it dissolves the cholesterol that's doing the blocking. It gets carried off through the liver and the coffee enemas, and that's the end of it. And within a few days, the diabetes is gone because the cholesterol has been dissolved and carried away.
How did
it's
you?
That simple.
How did you discover this?
I didn't discover it. I told you it was researched and discovered by others and published. I only read it, or rather, you know, it's so simple. It's been discussed and written up enough, but I don't know if you can figure it out, but you can imagine that during those last 10 years, miserable years of your father's life, that he suffered and in pain and misery and so on, how much money did he spend on doctors, on drugs, on chemicals, on all of that? Do you have any idea how much?
Well, it was
hundreds
of thousands of dollars. It was not just the years of doctor's appointments and products and special shoes
and
medication,
and
but surgeries, amputations.
Surgeries, pain, amputation of foot, of leg, of whatever. Terrible.
It is.
Terrible, terrible. And completely unimportant and unnecessary. Just stop eating cholesterol. Stop the deep fried. Stop the cheese. Stop the even supposedly lean chicken is not all that lean. It has fat. Chicken McNuggets. Children now get diabetes from chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. Why doesn't? I mean, obviously,
it's money. As usual, it's money.
You knew the question that was coming. But I got to tell you, it is money. I mean, the American Medical Association, doctors,
yes,
pharmaceuticals, they're making trillions, right?
The pharmaceutical companies that make the chemicals where they claim it'll clear the diabetes, and of course it doesn't. You know that.
Well, it doesn't even manage it that well, I don't think.
Of course not.
It's
as long as you keep eating cholesterol, your body becomes incapable of digesting and eliminating that cholesterol, so it keeps blocking your cell receptors.
Is this different than insulin resistance?
No, the doctors prefer to call it insulin resistance. In a way, it is a kind of resistance, but it's just blocked from reaching the insulin receptors.
Right.
But not by insulin. It's blocked by cholesterol.
It's blocked by cholesterol.
So basically, type 2 diabetes is not diabetes at all. It's a cholesterol disease.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. And so the solution is just eliminate cholesterol, allow your body to cleanse from it.
Yes, firstly understand what all is contained. Now, cholesterol is not only in meat and feed, cheese and chicken, and it's in the gravy you put on your potatoes. It's in bread and cookies. It's in, you know, it's just incorporated in everything. So what do we do? What's the Gerson therapy consist of? It's so simple. Fresh, living, organic fruits and vegetables. And nothing is deep fried. And nothing is like cookies or baked with shortening. What's shortening? You know? All of that. People are not aware of what they're eating, and it tastes good. And that's now where we come to the point that you made at the beginning. Why do people resist? Simple. They say, well, I like this food. Have you heard people say, I don't want to stop smoking, I like it?
Well, of course. And you go, well, what about the fact that it's cutting 20 years, 30 years off your life and that you're...
Oh, it doesn't matter. So right. I'm enjoying the years I have. People don't think ahead and don't understand how bad the suffering can be. And the surgeries and the amputations and the lifestyle, and you can't work anymore, and you are always in doctors' offices and hospitals. It's misery. You know that.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, particularly with diabetes, is that it doesn't hurt until the end. There's no pain. If you had acute physical pain at the onset,
it would change things. It would change things,
but it doesn't hurt. And diabetes can be quote-unquote manageable for so long until it decides to take you.
That's what doctors tell you anyway.
Right.
Because they make tremendous lots of money on all those years of, quote, managing, unquote.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just endlessly sad that there's such a simple solution. And
but the same simple solution goes for cancer and arthritis. You know something? Similar to the book Diabetes, which only came out very recently, I wrote another, actually sort of parallel. I wrote another book. It's the same thing as arthritis is concerned.
Yes, I have that book as well.
Well, half of each of these books is identical. Because why? Both of them are curable with the Gerson therapy. And the Gerson therapy we have to describe in each book.
Exactly. And,
yesterday, it's interesting. Just last night we were at a Christmas party, we being my daughter and I. And there was a lady, 82 years old. You know, I'm 90.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she was uncomfortable and she had to sit down and she was hurting and her legs were hurting and her wrists were hurting and her hand and arms were swollen and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it just bugs me so. It just annoys me so when I hear stuff like that. And she had no idea what caused it. And I said, well, it's very simple. It's caused by salt. Oh, yes, I love salt. Well, she eats a lot of salt, so she's sick. That's like eating poison.
Yeah.
Sodium chloride is poison for the human body.
And yet people like it, so they eat it.
I was born into a salt-free home.
Yeah.
And I never eat salt now. I haven't eaten salt in 5-6 decades.
No arthritis for you?
And the doctors say you need salt. So where do I get my salt? Vegetables. In salads. Greens. The good Lord knows we need salt. And the good Lord put this into the fresh living foods that he has grown for us in the fresh and good organic soil. And it's there. And if you use it the way he presents it, most of it fresh, some of it in juices, some of it cooked vegetables and potatoes, without cholesterol and salt, you're healthy. I'm healthy. I have no doctor. I'm 90. I showed this lady, you know, she was showing me her hand, her wrist was swollen and it was painful, her arm was swollen. I showed her my arm. It looks like a 15 years old. I have no liver spots. I have no problem with my skin. I have no problem with the joints. And I was wearing a pants outfit, and I just sort of stretched out my foot and showed her my foot. It's perfectly normal, and you can see the bones and the tendons and all of that. I said, "You see any swelling there?" She said, "No, do you have swelling? No, how would I have swelling? I eat no salt."
You think she got it? You think she got the message?
She got it. As a matter of fact, after I left, she talked to my daughter for a minute. She says, "Your daughter changed my life."
Wow.
I possibly saved her life. We save lives all the time.
Right.
It's so simple.
Tell me about the Gerson Institute. I know it's in San Diego.
Yes.
And
the Gerson Institute is mainly serving the public to spread the word of healing. They carry my father's book, they carry my books, They talk to people who call in. They produce healing newsletters. They produce all kinds of lessons and classes to train people in how to use the therapy, how to prepare the foods for sick people. They do a lot of stuff. Mainly, they try to publish this material to get it to the most possible number of people. And you know who's fighting it?
Well,
the medical and pharmaceutical companies.
Of course. Of course.
We incur into their profits. The hugest, you know, the largest profiting companies are pharmaceutical companies. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
That good. Good for you.
And here, so they
don't like me at all.
Why would they? You're offering something that people can do for free.
actually, of course, they worked tremendously after my father, and they harassed and damaged him, and all possibly eventually poisoned him. He died.
No, wait. I didn't know this. They poisoned him?
Yes.
Wow. See, I didn't know that. I knew that he was harassed.
We don't publish it, you know. It's not going to serve anything or anybody. We don't publish that information.
Wow.
I mean, not all over the place. So I talk to you, but you know what I mean.
Sure. Well, now again, it reminds me of the illegal drug trafficking. If you think of that and the money that's at stake,
it's
there,
it's absolutely the same.
It's
drug trafficking.
Yeah, yeah. The channels are different.
Yeah.
One's legal and one's
legal,
not legal.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And so,
but there are plenty of. There are plenty of people who know full well that the stuff is toxic and that it's very difficult to withdraw. You know, in other words, it's like any old drug. And you know what's very interesting, and it always not only annoys me and puzzles me, but when they're advertising for various drugs on the television, right?
Uh-huh.
And you see that all the time because that's how they spread the word.
Right.
Okay, and ask your doctor whether it's right for you and so on and so forth. But they do give the side effects of these drugs.
I know.
Toxic. And part of the side effects is liver damage, kidney damage, brain damage, lung damage, and on, including death.
Including death.
And people buy this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it works, which means that it treats their symptoms temporarily until it makes them sicker and they die.
And while they're telling them that death is a side effect, they've got pictures of somebody walking through the woods on a beautiful day.
Yeah, and having a wonderful time with their kids or with a nice lady or something like that. I know that.
It's almost comical.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
Yet that you can bamboozle the public like that.
Yeah.
Now, my book, the last one, the prior to the diabetes and arthritis, the one that's called Healing the Gerson Way, and it says in that book, on the front cover, it says, defeating cancer and other chronic diseases. In other words, theoretically, that book is good for whatever we're talking about right now.
Right.
Arthritis and diabetes and ulcerative colitis and migraine headaches and on and on and on. I can't name them all.
The program is the same regardless.
The program is the same. However, nevertheless, when people see the title, Defeating Cancer, well, I don't have cancer, they walk away.
Right.
They don't understand the term chronic diseases. They don't know that virtually 100% of the public, let's say over 40 years of age, many under two, are suffering from one or another kind of chronic disease.
Yeah, and they build up over years of time before they manifest.
Let's put it the other way around. You tear down your body's inbuilt defenses. You're born with them. Your mother's milk nourishes them. You get help. if you stay with God's wonderfully given nutrients and fresh living things, you continue to nourish them and you continue to stay well. But if you don't nourish them, if you give them junk and drugs and chemicals and things that don't belong in the human body, that's when you defeat, slowly but surely, you defeat your defenses and you don't know it. And that's also been researched. Two people have researched the liver. And the liver is, of course, the key organ, the key biochemical organ. And they researched that, and they find that as long as the liver functions only up to approximately 35% of its capacity, you are well, and you don't know that you are beginning to lose your defenses more and more and more as you age.
Right.
You don't know it. But, and I have met such people, it is absolutely a fact that when that defense system and the liver, when it falls below 35, between 35 and 33%, you can be sick from being well or feeling well and being perfectly all right to being, like one man put it, feeling like a truck ran over you overnight.
Yeah.
It can be that rapid that you fall below the dead limit where you owe the liver and you owe your defenses and you have defeated and borrowed and taken from it and there's nothing left to defend you. Therefore, you are extremely ill one way or another. Doesn't matter what you call it.
You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundren on Natural News Radio.
Balance. Harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundren on Natural News Radio.
How many people has Gerson Media and the Gerson Institute reached?
My book has been translated into 12 languages. How do I know how many people read it?
I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, in the battle. I mean, going back to...
In the battle, if you said how many lives have you saved, even that I don't know. Because a lot of people who have read the book, who have used the book, have saved their lives. I don't know who did. However, we know that it's in the thousands.
It seems... Are you optimistic about the prospects of healing protocols like yours, given what we're up against?
It's, you know, if you look a little bit closer at the so-called healing protocols, they're all based on the same thing, because that's what the body needs. We give the body what it needs in order to keep the defenses going and keep your body able to function normally and not drop and drop and drop and drop until at a certain age when the liver reaches below 35% of function, until then you get seriously ill, whatever the illness may be. We don't know, but we try to spread it in 12 languages. We are reaching a good portion of the world.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the Natural News on naturalnews.com, where our radio platform is, of course, the Gerson books and protocols are huge.
There's this guy named Hyman, and he has lectured. He has lectured on what he calls the new science, or, you know, and which is very close to eating correctly, eating fresh, living organic things, and detoxifying your body. That's exactly what the Gerson therapy is about. He uses it similarly. But, you know, this stuff has not been published. What he says is not published, same as my father. He wasn't able to publish. You know, he submitted various pieces, articles, and so on to the AMA. He submitted them to the medical journals, to the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. He submitted it to the Massachusetts Institute, and so on and so forth, all over. I have the rejection letters. However, if you call the AMA, or you call the Massachusetts, you know, Journal of Medicine, or whatever it is, they say, oh, Gerson refused to publish. He never did publish. It was all secret. It's because they refused to publish his articles. He submitted them.
Amazing.
And so on. And it goes on and on. And it keeps on going. And that's why I'm saying this Dr. Hyman, who is perfectly good, who uses very similar approach, he also isn't being published, and it should be spread all over the world.
It should. And, you know, and that's why if you're blocked by the AMA, if you're blocked by the journals, then you have to go to the people.
Exactly,
and you have to create a grassroots movement. This is why on Natural News and other sites like this, it's really, really important to support Gerson Therapies, to, you know, spread this information around, because it is the people who realize, you know, health is your own responsibility.
Yes, and that I must say, and you ask how optimistic I am, I must say, in the last few years, not many, in the last 5 or 10 years, people are becoming more and more aware that orthodox medicine doesn't work.
Yeah.
They see their friends, their neighbors, their loved ones, their families. They see them getting sick, especially with cancer, diabetes, arthritis. I see them getting sick and going to the doctors and getting sicker and sicker and dying of cancer in misery and agony. They see it. And there's no way you can hide it anymore, because it's just getting in such huge numbers. So the public is very hungry for this information.
Right, right. Which, again, and with the coming along of social media and so forth, it's just so important to spread the information, tell your friends, let people know about it. Because, again, beyond buying maybe a book, it's free to do this. In fact, you probably end up spending less money on groceries every week.
Exactly.
If you're not
it's not just spending less money. Oh, the doctors try to discourage you. Oh, the organic food is so expensive. But that's not really true because, you know, I canceled my medical insurance when I was 34 years old. I'm 90 now. Okay? So that's how many years? 66 years, right? Of no medical insurance and no diseases. I have not been in hospitals. I have no doctor. I take no drugs. I'm fine. I'm well. I am, you know, I'm not limping or being amputated or anything like that. So if you also figure out how many dollars I saved in those 66 years for that money into the tens and hundreds of thousands, you can buy an awful lot of organic food.
You can.
And feel better.
Yes, and I got to tell you, my wife and I are raising five children, so we have seven people in our household. We eat 100% organic. My wife does the grocery shopping. We don't do non-organic food. We don't do GMOs. We don't do any of those things. And I got to tell you, we don't pay any more than we would normally pay. We pay about $150 a week to feed our family.
And you save the medical costs and the drug costs and the doctor visits and on and on and on.
Right, right. Yeah,
somebody said, you know, when McDonald's tell you you can have a 99-cent breakfast, they say it's very inexpensive. Yes, but he also said that you have to factor in your medical costs.
Right, that go along with that breakfast.
Right.
Tack on $100 every time, right? Because that's the direction it's headed.
And that's important to tell people, because the doctors tell people that organic food is so expensive. And they tell people, for instance, that it's so dangerous to cross the border into Mexico. I'm 90. I drive alone into Mexico for years. I cross the border by myself, driving alone. I've never been attacked. I have no problem. Here I am.
That's great.
So they lie and lie and lie and try to scare people out of doing the right thing.
Right. Tell me about the coffee enema part of your... I think that's something that might scare people a little bit, or people will have some resistance to that idea. Is that a big deal? I've never done one.
It's a tremendous deal. Not only the deal, but the effect of a coffee enema is... You wouldn't believe it until you've tried it. I'll tell you what. When my father, Dr. Gerson, when he was healing patients with the right diet, with the juices, with good potassium and no sodium, no salt, and so on, with organic vegetarian foods, he noted that the body was now being able to turn around and get the defenses going and destroy the tumor tissue. But where does the dead tissue go, do you know?
Well, I guess it
where
goes
do
into
the cells
colon.
Excrete it?
Right.
Into the bloodstream, right?
Right.
And where does the bloodstream carry it? In through the circulation into the liver.
Okay.
Now, your entire bloodstream goes through the liver every 3 minutes.
Wow.
So all this poison is lodged in the liver. And if you don't help it out, you poison and damage the liver more.
Right.
So this is something my father also read. He didn't work it out by himself. He knew it had to be done. But he read about it. These were experiments done in Germany in a university, okay? He found that caffeine into the rectum travels from the colon into the portal system into the liver. And there, at the point of the gallbladder and the bile ducts, it opens those ducts and allows the liver to discharge it, get rid of it.
I knew caffeine was a dilator.
No. Just with one quart enema.
Okay.
It gets carried through the bloodstream, through the portal system. Well, you don't know, and the public doesn't know just what the colon does. The colon collects nutrients that are used during the digestive system and gets the good ones back to the liver. But it also collects the bad ones, like the poisons you eat and the sodium you eat and the GM foods you eat and the cholesterol you eat and on, and sends that poison back to the liver. So it's all in the liver, and you have to help the liver to open the duct and release it and get going and wash it out. And if you don't, your liver gets more damaged. Actually, you can do damage by not doing those enemas when you help the body's healing mechanisms to work. So, and you do that with the fresh raw food, with the juices, with the living foods, and without sodium and without cholesterol and things like that. You do that, and it works. Now, the interesting thing is, like at the Mexican clinic where the patients are being treated with the Gerson therapy,
mm-hmm.
What do we get? When people first discover they have a pain or some bleeding or something that isn't working right, they go to the doctor, right?
Right.
And the doctor diagnoses, after a little bit, diagnoses cancer and says, oh, you've got to start chemo right away, or you've got to have surgery, or this or that. So they go for the doctors, okay? And it isn't until the doctors have had their go, have had their chemo that makes huge sums of money, have had surgeries done, and have done the radiation treatments, and the patients have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, that the patients realize they're getting worse and worse and they're dying.
Right.
That's when they come to the Gerson therapy. So we get more than 95% of our patients are in terminal condition.
Wow.
And of those, we can save somewhere between 35% and 55%. Terminal cases.
That's phenomenal. That's...
Okay, but without coffee enemas. Now, the first thing that happens with the coffee enemas, the pain goes away. And being that that happens, the pain goes away because the liver is now able to let go of the poison. It's the poison that irritates the nervous system. The liver's letting go. No more poison, no more pain. And whether that's from cancer or from arthritis or from diabetes or from anything else, fibromyalgia, you name it.
And so a coffee enema is going to do much better than, say, a colon hydrotherapy session
colon hydrotherapy, they push it much too high. And the absorption of the caffeine and the transport to the portal system doesn't happen except in the lower colon. Not only that, but they wash out among good things. Okay, remember I said the colon brings good things back to the liver too.
Right.
They wash out the good things. And when you're really destroying and dissolving the cancer, we have to give these patients 4 to 5 enemas a day.
A day, wow.
Okay, because there's so much poison being released, not only the dissolved tumor tissue, but the poison they've pumped into their bodies for the past 30 or 40 years.
Right.
Okay, so we have to insist on the enemas, and they're absolutely magnificent. They, you know, after 1 or 2 enemas, the patients swear by it. You couldn't get it away from them. They're comfortable. They're comforting.
And you can do them in your own home.
Of course.
Yeah.
And coffee, anybody can buy coffee, organic coffee, finely ground, that's all. It's all described exactly in the books.
Okay. Well, again, if you're listening to the show, to our listeners, share this information with your friends on social media. Check out the Gerson, now it's gersonmedia.org. Or it's the GersonInstitute.com that has more information on this book, Healing Diabetes. There also the book on arthritis, and of course the Gerson Protocol for healing cancer.
Is actually run by my son, And he sees to it that my books get published, that they get translated, that they get distributed in all these other countries. He sees to it that the public is informed that that these things are going around and that the people are able to use them.
Well, Charlotte, I want to thank you so much for your time again, for spending it with us here on Natural News Radio.
You're very welcome. I'm sure I shook you up with this diabetes news.
Well, I got to tell you, as soon as we're done with this show, I'm going to research, do a little bit more research, and I'm most definitely going to finish this book, Healing Diabetes. I'm about halfway through it right now, and it's really great.
Please tell your wife what a wonderful organic food she buys, not to use sodium, not to use table salt.
Okay, I will, because we do use sodium in the home.
I know.
We do.
You don't have to tell me.
People think sea salt is safe. You know, we use sea salt.
Wait a minute. Just think a moment. when you were a boy, maybe of 10, 11, 12 years old, you read adventure books.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Did you read books of people that went out on sailboats 400 or 500 years ago, and suddenly in the middle of the ocean, the wind stopped and they were stuck? You read that?
Water all around us, but none of it to drink.
Yeah, and they couldn't drink anything and they died of thirst. Why? Why didn't they drink ocean water?
Because it has salt in it.
Oh. So they knew that salt was bad? Now you pay for it, you buy it?
And sprinkle it on top of food.
How about that? And eat it.
All right. I walked right into that one. Listen, this has been wonderful, and thanks again for your time.
So if you need a little more information, call me again.
I absolutely will.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you
so
much.
And when you promise me questions, send them.
Oh.
Because we'll both be happier.
That's right. No, I get it. Next time, and I do want to have you back next time, I'll make good on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye now.
Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. Visit INLPCenter.com to get your free 30-minute life coaching strategy session with Mike Bundren. INLPCenter.com.
All right, that was Charlotte Gerson. What an honor, again, to have her on the show. For more information on the Gerson approach to healing, go to GersonMedia.com. You can get several different books on Gerson therapy, the Gerson approach to several different diseases, including cancer, arthritis, diabetes, and more. Charlotte's been a frequent guest at NaturalNews.com. And again, just an honor to have her on the show. I had asked her the question, why do people not use the tools available to them? If they have a solution in their hands, why do they not use it? And her answer was right on the money, simple and straightforward. They don't want to. I want to take that a step further, because this is a question that has plagued me for many, many years. Why don't people just do the best thing for themselves and other people? Why do we seem hell-bent on taking the most difficult path, on sabotaging ourselves, on literally destroying our own lives and our communities and our countries and our culture and so forth? I mean, there's different ways to look at this, but there certainly is a case for individual and cultural self-sabotage. We don't always do the right thing. If you're, for example, to take care of your health, you know that you should eat a certain way. The body responds best to lots of fruits and vegetables. Of course, opinions diverge from there. Lean proteins, nuts, whole grains, and so forth. Anyways, I don't want to get into what the right foods are, but certainly everybody has an idea of what the best thing to eat is, and everyone has a pretty clear idea, or most people do, have a pretty clear idea of what not to eat. Candy, soda, taking in cigarettes, large amounts of alcohol, and so forth. I mean, they're pretty clear and obvious things that you should avoid if you want to maintain your health. Why don't you avoid them? Why do we take a bite of that big greasy donut knowing full well that it's not good for us, that's actually killing us? Well, you could say because the big greasy donut tastes delicious. Okay, and I come back with, why does something that's so destructive taste delicious? And you could say, well, it's pure physiological reasons. There's sugar, and that's what it does, and no one has any choice about that. Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. In other words, let's take cigarettes. Cigarettes are not something that is inherently tasteful to a lot of people. A lot of people have to choke their way through it in order to get used to them so that it begins to become pleasurable. And so they could have, you know, a good time smoking while they take years off their life and sort of do that kind of thing regularly. In other words, why do we allow, to the degree that we have any choice in the matter at all, and that certainly includes putting something that tastes good in our mouth, why do we allow ourselves to indulge in things too much that kill us? And I'm going to suggest that, in fact, Hope and I have been studying about this. We have been, we put out a webinar recently at the INLP Center called the AHA process, the simple process that ends self-sabotage. I'm going to suggest that we're attached to these things. We're attached to things that we don't want. And now this goes beyond just food and health, but it goes into relationships. Why do we gravitate toward arguing? Why do we gravitate toward people who control us? Why do we gravitate toward people who neglect us? And so on and so forth. It's as if we're setting ourselves up for failure unwittingly again and again and again. And if you're an adult and you have a chronic situation in your life in which your needs aren't being met, in which you're hurting yourself, then I'm going to suggest that you have an unconscious affinity to that, that you have an attachment to it. There's a certain familiarity to it that you seek out. Whether you like it or not, you seek it out. And I have an example of a client that I talked to not long ago who every time she goes to her parents' house, she ends up being rejected by her father. And to make a long story short, she ended up realizing that when she goes there, she knows exactly what she could say and do to set her father off so that he's upset with her and he dismisses her and she gets her feelings hurt. She knows it. She knows it going into it. And she walks into it every time because those are the things that she says to him. And recognizing that there are other choices, why does she walk into rejection again and again and again? I'm going to suggest that growing up that way, that's what was familiar to her. There's a certain sense of identifying with that. And so she unconsciously seeks what's familiar, considers this a part of who she is, and she identifies with herself through that familiarity and re-experiencing it. So we unconsciously seek out what we hate. It's not that we like it. Who likes to be rejected? But why do you walk into it time and time again? Because on some level, you're seeking that out. The shame, the sort of lethargy, the sick feeling, the embarrassment, the sense of rejecting yourself that comes from overeating, being overweight, drinking too much, whatever the bad habits are, that's part of your childhood that you're familiar with, that old familiar feeling that you don't know who you would be without, part of who you are, that you're recycling over and over again into adulthood. So we have a strange familiarity, even a strange satisfaction in the things that do us harm. Now, if this topic has any interest to you whatsoever, go to the INLPcenter.com, and there is a free course there that you'll see upper right navigation bar. Take the free course, watch the free video. It will explain in about 45 minutes, so make sure you have some time. It will explain everything that I'm talking about and more. Fascinating topic. Let's take this to heart, the Gerson approach. some of the absolute best alternative tools available to you that work miracles in your life. Are you willing to use them? Are you willing to put them to work? That's another question. I hope you are, and if you're not, I hope you're willing to explore ways that you can get yourself to so that the things that do you harm are no longer appealing to you. Thanks so much to Natural News Radio for this incredible platform, to our listeners from naturalnews.com to the tune of tens of thousands every week. For Mike Adams and staff, thank you so much for this opportunity to put on this show. To my lovely wife, Hope, who produces the show, who couldn't do this without, and to the guests that we've had, appreciate everything that you're doing for us. We'll talk to you again real soon.